Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Polk and Bob Leonard in the studio today talking to you about personal injury topics, matters that affect you. Gary Bell is out of town. We've been doing this show for the last 10 to 15 years. We've come to you every Sunday morning to talk to you about these different issues that are going on with respect to your personal injury case. We are personal injury lawyers. You can reach us at 303-795-5900, or you can look us up at championsofthepeople.com or at bellpollock.com on the internet. We realize that people are bombarded, literally bombarded nowadays with legal advertising. I think, Bob, legal advertising is past car advertising up as far as how many are on TV and radio every day and how many, not only different lawyers, but how many just ads you're going to run into with people on the radio.
You know, I think when you're sitting home on a weekend watching TV, you must see six or eight, you know, every hour there's an attorney on there advertising the services and promising large settlements. And
that's something that happens. You know, they talk about these huge settlements and how great they've done. And you know, lawyers do great in recovering for their clients. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. It's our job to do that. And we also do great in recovering small settlements for our clients, on clients who aren't hurt as badly, or on recovering for clients who maybe aren't hurt as bad or are hurt badly, but there's not insurance money, or clients, like I said, who aren't hurt as badly and they need to be recovered. You don't have to have a $500,000 or $600,000 or $1 million case to come to Bell and Pollock. We'll take your cases. We'll talk to you. We'll help you on all your cases. We want to help you and make sure you understand what's happening. We do these shows so you understand what's happening.
You know, I'm Brad. A lot of people call in. We provide free advice. We help people try to, as we talk about the legal game plan. You know, like you said, you don't have to have the largest case in the world. Some people just need a question about, you know, what's the next step? Maybe they don't need an attorney, but we're there to help them and guide them and tell them, you know, this is a case where I think legal counsel is necessary, just so you play on the same level and the same playing field as the insurance company, because they have the big pockets, they have the big guns, and you need help.
When you call up to talk to us, it's free. When you come in and talk to us and you want to find out if you have a case or what your case might be worth, it's free. A lot of times there's a lot of factors that affect the value of your personal injury case. So a lot of times it's going to be having to talk about the different factors and telling you what kind of legal game plan you need. We've talked in the past when you hear about, oh, these huge amounts of money, that's the first basic premise of that is there money there? Is there an insurance policy? Is it a commercial company? Is it somebody who carries the necessary money to recover for you? And you know, also it's the type of case. I want to tell everybody right now, we are coming into the summer. We're spring months. We're having warmer weather. We're going to have a lot of pedestrians, a lot of bike riders out on the road. Bike riders deserve proper attention. Pedestrians deserve proper attention. We don't want to be hitting them. If you do get hit by the negligence of a driver, you need to contact us at Bell and Pollock at 303-795-5900 or at championsofthepeople.com or at bellpollock.com. You need to talk to us. You need to find out what your case is about. And we would like you to come to us. We're personal injury lawyers, and that's what we do to make our living. And we've been doing it for the last 40 years. We're very good at it, and we can help you. We have a number of lawyers in our office. You'll be able to talk to a lawyer, and you'll be able to figure out a game plan. Wanted to talk to you a little bit also. This show is identified as factors that affect the value of your personal injury settlement. We're going to talk about some general factors if we get time, but we want to talk a little bit about the recent matter that's been going on at Porter's Hospital. People have had surgery starting in about July 21st of 2016. And when I say about, because it seems like the time periods keep getting changed by the hospital. But about July 21st, 2016, and, you know, they were cutting it off in February of 2018. Then they moved it to maybe sometime in March or April of 2018. The bottom line is, then they did a moratorium. The bottom line is, if you've had a surgery during the time period of July 21st, and let's even say beginning of July of 2016 to the present, you want to take a look at and get an idea of whether or not you are being exposed to a potential infection. And once you're exposed to a potential infection, the question is, then are you entitled to testing, or should you get testing with regard to it? You can talk about that, and you can discuss it, and you can have all sorts of situations. Basically, what we understand now, and this is only the beginning of the iceberg. It's only the tip of the iceberg. As far as what we understand now is that there's the first process of the multi-step, three-step process of sterilizing instruments for reuse. The first process was failing, and that first process is usually scrubbing the instrument to get off all of the different body parts, blood, bones, everything else that might have been on the instrument from the previous surgery. These instruments are used, they're reused, they go on, they're taken off a tray, they're used, they're put back on a tray, they're supposed to be scrubbed, and evidently the scrubbing, that part didn't work or wasn't done sufficiently or clear enough, and it caused potential exposure. And Bob, when we're talking about that, what should be done? I mean,
Well, the first thing, Brad, if you get the letter, you need to make sure you get yourself tested. Go to the testing center. I think you said LabCorp, if you don't want an independent test. But you want to get that testing done before you talk to an attorney, or talk to the attorney, then get the testing done. But before you can bring any claim, we need to know what's going on with your case.
Sure, we can help you with it. You know, we can get you to LabCorp, and the testing, if you get the letter, and if you had your surgery from starting in July of 2016 forward, you should be getting a letter. And the letter will be talking about the fact that you may have been exposed to, or the testing will be for hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV. Those are the three things they're primarily testing. Now, when you have to understand that when we start trying to determine whether or not there's a case, first thing is we've got to determine if there's an injury. It sounds like it's pretty much established in this particular case that there's some causation, that there's something that was done wrong or inappropriate or negligently done by the hospital. Now the question is, do you have an injury? And it was the result of failing to sterilize what caused your injury. The primary concern is infection. Hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV probably fall within that infection. There can be other infections also. We have to understand that if you get the letter, they're going to have you go somewhere to get tested, and it's going to be for free. And normally it's going to be they're going to take some vials of blood, and they're going to run certain screens, and they're going to determine whether or not you have any infections. This is a generalization of what happens. They're going to determine whether or not you have any of these problems in your blood that need to be addressed. Every infection that happened from April of 2016 forward as a result of a surgery is not necessarily covered.
You know, Brad, there are lots of, when you go in the hospital, hospitals are full of places where you get an infection. You get MRSA, a staph infection, you can get C. diff. I mean, just because you have an infection or you get sick while in the hospital or even after the hospital does not mean that it falls in the category of the risk that Porter Hospital has identified through the failure of their procedures and cleaning the equipment.
Now, I think there's a lot of lawyers out there that are advertising, if you get the letter, contact us. And they might try and sign you up. And a lot of lawyers advertise, come see what your case is worth, or come contact us the minute this happens, so they can sign you up as a client and have you locked down. By the way, just because you sign a fee agreement with a lawyer does not lock you down. You still have the ability to be able to check with and talk to other lawyers and change lawyers. But they try and lock you up. Basically, just because you get the letter doesn't mean that you have a case. One of the factors you have to follow up on is, did you have an injury? Now, some of the injuries maybe are very obvious. Maybe you say, back when I had my surgery in late 2016 or 2017, I encountered a severe infection. If that's it, then you need to talk to a lawyer right away so the lawyer can get your medical records, or the lawyer can have you get your medical records and we can have them examined, and also they're wanting to be testing. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in studio today. We're Bell and Pollock. We are personal injury lawyers. We handle cases for people who have been injured as a result of negligence of the other. In this case, we've been talking somewhat about the Porter's case, just trying to let people have an idea what's going on. We're going to try and talk about factors that affect the value of your personal injury settlement. We may be talking about those not only at the later part of this show, but in the next show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookie's. Call 303-799 8-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in studio today. We're talking about factors that affect the value of your personal injury settlement. We are Bell & Pollock PC. You can reach us at 303-795-5900. We, of course, like most of the law firms involved in this, have ways that you can reach an attorney 24/7. You can reach us on the weekend, so if you want to contact us now, give us a call. We'll get an attorney in touch with you to discuss with you what's going on. You can reach us at 303-795-5900, or you can get on our website at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We've been talking about factors that affect your personal injury settlement. Basically, right now, we've narrowed it a little bit to talk to you about this Porter's Hospital situation and what's gone on with their cleaning woes that they faced. And as we talk to you, starting in about July of 2016, it looks like the date they've triggered right now is July 21st. It could be some other dates. The people started having surgeries with instruments that had not been entirely cleaned. The cleaning process had been, I think it's pretty clear right now, although we don't have all the facts, but it's pretty clear that they were negligently cleaned. They were not cleaned appropriately, below the standard of care, and that's what we talk about, negligence. It was below the standard of care. These instruments got through the process of not being cleaned pursuant to the standard of care. They were put on trays. They were used. The doctor happened to spot one of them with some bone fragments. There were other factors that probably were surfacing in the hospital telling them that, look, we may have a problem. Whether or not the hospital acted timely is a question mark. These are all factors that would affect a personal injury case in this particular situation. The hospital is sending out letters to thousands, tens of thousands, in my understanding.
About 5,800.
Okay, 1,500?
5,800 people.
5,800, they've sent letters out to, of people who need to get tested. if you didn't get a test or a letter and you want to be tested, you're probably going to have to pay for it yourself. And at that point, there's a company called LabCorp, L-A-B-C-O-R-P. They have places all over the state. You can just look them up on the internet. If you need help, we can help you get in touch with them that will do these screens for you. It's going to take a couple of weeks to get back the information you need. And if you would like that security or would like that information and knowledge, then you contact us or go to LabCorp and find out. If you got the letter, I think once you get the letter, it's probably a good idea that you at least talk to a law firm. If you decide you want to go to the testing first and find out the results, then go to the testing and find out the results. Because the factors that involve a case involve not only was somebody below the standard of care in the way they acted, did they act negligently, but also did you experience injury? And Bob, you know, in this case, we're looking at the obvious question is, are there injuries?
Well, certainly if you come back after taking the test and you test positive for hepatitis A, hepatitis C, or HIV, you certainly have an injury. But if you go in the hospital, you know, there are known complications with infection. You know, go to the hospital, get an infection at the wound site, and you're better. You may be limited what kind of recovery you get. When you go in the hospital, you sign a waiver of known complications. Just because you then get an infection that was a known possible complication does not mean you have a case or a claim against the hospital. In this case, though, you know, they talk about the human factor. Those patients that were doing spinal or orthopedic cases could have been exposed. And, you know, if you get the letter, you should be tested.
Right. And don't just limit it to, you know, right now the hospitals have limited it to actually hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV. And I'm not so sure you want to just limit it to that, though. You want to find out if you had any kind of infection, you want to find out why you had the infection. Some infections are normal, believe it or not. They're not regular. They're not something that should happen, but there are things that will happen, and there are known complications of surgery. Hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV usually are not known complications of surgeries. And if this is a problem, or if you have some other kind of infection, you want to find out. If you have some other kind of blood disorder, find out. Now, we're talking about factors that affect the value of your personal injury settlement. And when we start talking about these factors, and, you know, you're talking about the situation where you're seeing all the time people claiming, you know, well, the hospital offered me $10,000 and I got $100,000 for them. Or, you know, I've got $1 million, I got $2 million, $700,000, $900,000. The numbers even make me dizzy. And I've been in this business for 40 years. You know, there are certain factors that you have to look at when you value a personal injury case, and we determine what the settlement is. Now, you know, one of the factors is the type of injury. And that's why we were talking about the type of injury that can come from the porters. We wanted to cover the porters as a public service to everybody to let you know what you want to do. And hopefully we've outlined that for you. If you feel still uncomfortable and you want to know what to do, call us at 303-795-5900. That's an easy number to remember, 795-5900, 303-795-5900, or look us up at Champions of the People, another one that should be pretty easy to find. But Bob, when we start talking about factors that influence personal injury case, the first thing we have to talk about are really, you know, if we get by the fact somebody's been negligent, the fact somebody's acted below the standard of care, we start talking about what kind of injuries they had.
You know, the heart injuries are probably one of the biggest factors in the value of your case. Like, you know, if you have a car accident or you slip and fall and you break a bone, you have a head injury, you know, head injuries are just the worst because, you know, people with head injuries may look normal, but they're just not the same person. Underneath the shell of their, you know, their brain has been injured. And I think head injury is probably one of the biggest areas that where recovery can be substantial.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, and Bob, when we talk about ones that are sometimes hard to find, it can also be that nagging, continuing back injury.
Well, you know, the insurance companies always want you to believe that everybody just has soft tissue injury. I mean, broken bones is pretty obvious. A joint injury is obvious. Wounds, pretty obvious. But you know that soft tissue injury, the nerve damage, it's not so obvious, just like the head injuries. You know, people may look normal, But, you know, you don't, if somebody comes in the office with a broken bone, a cast on their arm, you know what happened. But, you know, the soft tissue injuries can be pretty traumatic too.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes we discount, you hear the word whiplash and you discount the fact that a whiplash, that's not a bad situation. Because in our common, ordinary day lives, most of us have gone through some kind of whiplash, a sore back, a sprained ankle, and we recover. But it's incumbent upon the doctors, and if you've been injured upon you, it's incumbent on people to take a look at and address these injuries, because a whiplash could be very, very significant, can cause a lot of impairment, can cause a lot of injury, and can cause a lot of difficulty in your life. That's the same thing with a head injury. It's taken us years to deal with the idea of a head injury and the fact that a concussion is a build-up factor, that you have more concussions and you make yourself susceptible to more injuries. I still look back on my close to 40 years of practice, and I think about in the beginning stages when I was trying to do these cases in the 70s, in the early 80s, and even in the mid 80s, and later on when I was looking at these cases, and I'm realizing, and I used to fight, and I would fight and fight to try to prove that not only did a person have a concussion, they had a head injury, and they had difficulty, and what the long-term effects were, and how discounted many of the doctors for the insurance companies approach the entire matter.
You know, they call them mild brain injuries. There's no such thing as a mild brain injury. You know, we look at the concussions are in the news all the time now. Look at all the football players that have sustained severe injury to their heads. You know, the same thing happened to you in a car accident. Your head moves forward and the brain bangs inside the skull back and forth, causing injury. You might hit the door with your head, you might hit the dash with your head. There are a lot of concussions that occur in automobile accidents. But, the insurance company, when I've talked to insurance people, they always seem to say, oh, it's just soft tissue. He's just treating with a chiropractor or a physical therapist because he has soft tissue injury. And, you have to explain to them that soft tissue injury can last a long time. It is debilitating.
Or you get that, one of the factors is they say, well, yeah, they might have been knocked unconscious or they had a small head injury, but they're over it. And a lot of people do. It's like the football players that are playing. Brett Favre has come out now and talked about many concussions he had, how he's now having memory problems. But those concussions, which one caused it? Or were they all a contributing factor? And you say, the defense and the insurance company say, well, yeah, you might have had a little head injury, but you're over it now and you're fine. And everything's fine, you move on. A lot of times the question is, what additional testing is necessary? Or what they do is they say, yeah, well, you might have been hurt from our car crash, or our injury, and you have this head injury, but now we're going to start talking about the fact that is it long term, or did you have so many other ones that this is nothing more than a small contributing factor? And we, as the insurance company and the defendant's always covered by insurance if you're carrying out this kind of case, but we as the defendant shouldn't be responsible for all of this. We shouldn't have to pay for all of it because we're just a small contributing factor. And so then they try to avoid it. And one of the results is, one of the things necessary is you need to go through the appropriate testing. You need to spend some time figuring out what these head injuries are all about and how bad the head injury is.
And then, of course, you have the insurance adjuster who says, oh, he treated for a short time. He stopped treating. He must be fine. Even though maybe he goes back a couple months later, or 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, saying I'm fine, something's wrong with me, the insurance company is going to say there was a gap in treatment. You stopped treating. You can't possibly be hurt. You told your doctor you were fine. Well, people do have regressive injuries. You could be fine today. Maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, you start suffering more pain in the same areas you had before or other issues. When you get in a car accident, that adrenaline rush prevents you from really realizing how hurt you are.
And so this is one of the things that's going to be looked at and a factor of how to value a personal injury case or what goes on in a personal injury case. Well, we're not going to be able to get to all the factors. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Please listen to us next week so we can talk to you some more about them. You're listening. We are here every single Sunday morning to talk to you about these matters. We are Bell and Pollock, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know. Or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in studio. We've talked to you today about factors that affect the value of your personal injury settlement. We've tried to go with examples today, talking to you. We've used the Porter's Hospital example. Basically, Bob, I think we'd all agree that, you know, the Porter's Hospital is pretty much lined up that there was some that the instruments were handled below the standard of care. Therefore, it's negligence. It's been going on for quite a while, for some time. Hopefully, it was properly reported when it was first discovered. We don't know the full extent of it yet. We don't even know the full extent of what it might cause, but there is concern about infections, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV, and any other infection. And, you know, if you get one of those letters, what do you need to do, Bob?
Well, take the letter seriously. And if they offer free testing, I would highly recommend and suggest if you fall in that category of people that were infected, get yourself tested. And then once you find out where you are on the scale of, you know, if you were infected or not infected, then talk to a good attorney.
And if you didn't get a letter and you're concerned, go on down to LabCorp, look them up, go to LabCorp, get testing, tell them why you want it, tell them what you're concerned about. LabCorp will work it out with you. And if you have problems, you can call us at 303-795-5900 at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com, and we'll help you. We'll talk to you next week about additional factors that affect the value of your personal injury settlement, your personal injury lawsuit, your personal injury case. We'll be back next week, as we are every single week on Sunday morning, to discuss these matters with you. In the meantime, if you've been hurt, or if you have a loved one, or you know anybody who's been hurt as a result of the negligence of another in a car crash or any other kind of act of slip and fall or inappropriate conduct, contact us at bellpollock.com. Champions of the People.com, championsofthepeople.com, or 303-795-5900. We'll see you next week.